what's so weird is at this moment in time, we have no idea about our future.
Oh my God, Judy. And you're exciting? Doing boxes and I'm doing boxes.
Our lives are so parallel. My God, I like thinking so big. True. I sometimes am embarrassed that I think big. What am I thinking? I'm going to be this big star dreamer that I am. Fall flat on my face. Actually, I already feel like a star. Isn't that funny? When you love what you do, and it doesn't matter.
I think that's real important.
Captain of our ship.
People put that label on them, but they actually felt that way before they made it.
Yeah, that's how I've been feeling.
Yeah, I think that's important.
It is. It helps you fulfill your vision. You know?
Yeah.
I miss singing. I haven't been able to do any recording for a while. It's going to be a while till I can sing again, so I'll have to do it
it's
on my own.
It's
going to
be a while because you can sing because like, of the move?
Well, as far as recording singing, doing takes
anything.
But I want to keep singing for myself, and I think in my own space it's going to be different. It's going to be nice.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know what that's like.
No.
Every night I have my own
You
time.
Just might be too freaking happy.
Do you know that I didn't even get a TV? I don't even have a TV. I don't even want a TV. I'm so sick of TV noise. So. Picture this. I had the day set up for the internet and the TV. And the TV guy comes and he goes, where's the TVs you want hooked up? And I go, I haven't moved them yet. You mean I needed my TV? Because yeah.
I don't like the way the TV gets stayed on as background.
That's what I lived with. Noise. Just constant noise. And it wasn't like it was background noise. It was foreground noise. So I couldn't have a conversation. That, the dog yapping, it was just like I hated my bedroom.
See, Judy, I can't stand that.
I couldn't
stand that. That kind of sound, that kind of noise wears my energy level down.
Well,
and
I feel like it was a rocket ship counting down. Every day was closer to the takeoff. My husband left yesterday. And that's it. Every day. So I reached the last day. He left to go away for the weekend, and I'm moving out. So this is it. It's over.
Oh my gosh, really?
I have my bedroom tonight, even. Even though it's not in my new place, it's still like it's my haven now. I can wear headphones.
Oh
my I can play my guitar and sing my heart out.
Get a taste.
I was not supposed to lift boxes, and I'm wearing my music. And I'm carrying stuff, and I'm putting things away, and I'm listening to all my songs, saying goodbye, and memory of love, and set you free, and I'm just listening, and I'm so proud of myself, like, wow, this song is so beautiful, and it expresses it, and it's like I'm living my musical, you know?
Yeah.
So that helps me.
Oh, that's huge, Judy.
Wherever I go, I find that if I share my CD and someone listens to it, they're totally act differently toward me, and it's neat. It's so like I'm so excited about sharing
with the
world.
What a nice confirmation. I can hear people listening to your stuff, and whatever they're doing in their day, whatever thoughts are on their mind, when they listen to you, all of a sudden you're reminded of what's really important. I think that's one of the things that you'll do for people.
And also, I feel like even with my hardships, that they're hardships that are very universal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's so cool. I mean, people are suffering now our age, losing their parents, dealing with marriages and kids and. I don't deal with my kids. I've been really good now. I had done all that. And now I'm really glad that I found other things to share. My eye surgery they're going to do is Monday. Not this Monday. This week. It's the week after. Picture this. They're doing surgery, and they have an IV, and my hands are like gripped like this, and I can't move except I have the button to my iPod, and the iPod's there. And one ear falls out, and the lady says, oh, better position her iPod back in.
Oh.
She's listening to music.
Oh, stop.
And my eyes are like this, you know, and I hear them. And then I hear this lady saying, she's listening to her own music. She's a songwriter. And I'm like, they're all wondering what